Welcome to Military History Podcast. It is December 18th, 2005, and you are listening to episode number 17, The Battle of Calderan. Military History Podcast is sponsored by Armchair General Magazine, an interactive magazine that lets you play the commander in famous battles. To learn more and even get a free trial, go to armchairgeneral.com. This episode is based off of a suggestion from Patrick S. of Seattle. If you'd like to send me a suggestion, email me at militaryhistorypodcast@gmail.com or visit my website at militaryhistorypodcast.blogspot.com. The format of this episode goes like this. It will be centered primarily on the Ottomans, representing Sunni Islam, and the Safavids, representing Shiism. First, I'll explain how the two empires came about, then the culmination of their conflict at the Battle of Calderan in 1514, and then briefly how they fell. The Ottomans are nomads from the Aral Sea region, and they primarily served as mercenaries for countries wishing to oppose the Mongol invasion. Osman Bey, who was the first great Ottoman ruler but not the chronologically first, and his followers, named the Ottomans, migrated from the Aral Sea region to Anatolia and declared a Sunni Islamic state of the Ottomans. They then established their capital in the city of Bursa and continually expanded west and not east, and the reason for this was because to the east were fellow Muslims and the Ottomans didn't want to attack fellow Muslims. Under Osman Bey, the Devshirme system thrived, and the Devshirme was a school, in fact, the best school in the world, in which the strong graduates became Janissaries, which became the key unit of the powerful Ottoman army, whereas the smart graduates became politicians. The Devshirme system constituted of instituting a youth tax into all conquered lands, which meant that each conquered province would have to send a certain amount of boys, usually Christian, to the school. However, this school was so good that many Ottoman mothers tried to fake their kids as Christians in order to get them into the school. In addition, the system did not force the boys to convert to Islam. However, the boys' children were forced to convert to Islam, thereby disqualifying their children from the school. So this prevented a hereditary warrior class from forming. The next big Ottoman ruler was Mehmed II, also known as Mehmed the Conqueror. And just for reference, the Ottoman rulers are sultans and the Safavid rulers are shahs. Mehmed established a rule where whenever a person ascends to the throne, all the brothers of that person must be killed, and this prevented a civil war from breaking out at every succession. His greatest achievement was capturing Constantinople, which was the capital of the Byzantine Christian Empire, in 1453. Constantinople, though it was the Byzantine Empire's only city worth naming that still remained, it was still a challenge to capture due to its tough geographical location. It was surrounded by water on three sides, and it had three layers of thick walls. However, Mehmed used masses of cannons, which were another keynote tool of the Ottomans, to blow apart the walls. He also blockaded the straits around the city to prevent reinforcements from coming in to help defend the city. After conquering the city, Mehmed took the Hagia Sophia, which was at the time the largest enclosed space in the world, and he converted it from a church to a mosque. He also built the Topkapi Palace in the city. Renamed the city to Istanbul, which it is still called today, and moved the Ottoman capital officially from Bursa to Istanbul. At the time of 1514, the Ottoman Sultanate controlled Anatolia, the Balkans, Egypt, and the Levant.